It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take
him out. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Curry gets Horford. Shot clock at 7. 49 seconds left. Pass to Buddy Hield. Right corner 3. Swish! 111-104. Time out. Boston.
What is happening, Tim Roy on the call? 95-70 game, Buddy Buckets with the dagger. Steph with 21 of his 27 in the second half, and the Warriors down 14-3 early. It looks all hairy. Derek White is bombing threes left and right. The bench mob comes in and stabilizes the game. Buddy Hill, GP2, slow-mo with three straight threes. I thought Kuminga had some solid minutes. And then Curry took over. Loon dog, the whole damn team. It is strength in numbers right now, folks. And I can just feel it. I can feel it in the air. I can feel it in the streets. I can feel it in the studio. There's a belief now with this basketball team. All right? Yeah, sure, the Celtics didn't have Jaylen Brown. They didn't have Kristaps Porzingis. Sure. But you know what? 7-1, 5 straight wins, 5-0 on the road, 22 in their last 26, and there's something special brewing with this basketball team. I don't know what it is, but something special's happening, Shasky, and maybe that 50-win magic number, maybe we need to bump it up a little bit. I don't know. Maybe I need to pump the brakes. But I like what I'm seeing through the first 8 games of the season. As a matter of fact, I don't like it. I freaking love it.
What a feather in the cap kind of win. I mean, that's one we're going to look back on. Like, you got to win 5, 6, 7, 8 of those a year for people to truly buy in. Like, that's how it works. That felt like one of the best wins in a lifetime. Like, it really did. And I'm not trying to hate on last year or the year prior or any of those things. Like, I'm really not. But last night felt so fun and so different. And there's just something about when this team is playing basketball on the road and shutting crowds up. The Boston crowd. Today's not about predictions, feels. It's about Warrior fans. Yeah. It's about Warrior fans. Buddy Hield, GP2, Kevon Looney, Andrew Wiggins with layups, Draymond Green with some alley-oops to TJD, Moses Moody hitting buckets in the first half. Like, this was a team win led by the chef. The chef, I thought, had his signature game. The guy, if he wanted to lead the league in assists, I'm convinced he could do it. There's no doubt about it. And I don't know, Derek White, you had a really good game. Can you maybe like realize he's the greatest shooter of all time and not lay off him? Jason Tatum, what are you doing? This team, I wrote so many notes down from that game. I have so many notes. I am so fired up.
There's so much going on.
Can you give me Phil Collins? Can you just give it to me?
Uh-oh. All right, here we go. Hey, my guy started to poly back right before our eyes, man.
No, I'm not.
Right before our eyes.
Let's go, Warrior fans. Get ready. Come on, man. I told you, don't let us beat the Celtics. I told you, four-time champion Steph Curry went into the house that he built. Game 4, you looking at me? Yeah, New York, I'm looking at you. The guy through the glass who's the New York Jets fan.
Oh, my guy Justin.
Let him know, my Curry guy Justin is back.
Well, Justin told me.
Draymond Green throwing lobs. Buddy Hield doing dances. Buddy freaking Hield. OJ, the glove fits. Buddy Hield fits on this team. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Steve Kerr, you know why you didn't play Jason Tatum at the Olympics? Because he's an ISO player who has no rhythm to his game. He was right. He was right. They won the gold. Jason, sit your ass down on the bench.
I can't get over the OJ
line.
Let's
go. GP2. Kevon Looney. You thought he was done? How many putbacks did Kevon Looney have last night? Let's go.
34 offensive rebounds for Loon Dog. 34 offensive rebounds for Loon Dog. Don't take love, bitch. I can't get over that. Loon Dog.
I don't want to hear from Tatum. I don't want to hear from Jason Tatum ever again. He had 24 in the second half. He was awesome. But there's no one else going off when he's going off. It's my turn. You guys get out of the way. And the Warriors set unbelievable double teams at him all night. I loved it.
Did Do you love that MW player said they're going to win 50?
I can feel it.
You can feel it now. You're on the train, baby. You're on the train right now. Listen, I can't stop laughing.
I don't ever want to hear Jason Tatum slander four-time champion Steve Kerr ever again.
Listen, I can't.
You're not better than KD. Listen, sit on the bench.
I can't get over the OJ Club fits. What made you pretty? You're unbelievable. You're one of one.
Bonte, he's got the freshest legs. He's bouncing around.
I know. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Listen,
has been incredible.
Listen, it's like we had no idea Stephen Curry was going to become this player. We had no idea. Once upon a time in Warrior Land, we had no idea who's going to become possibly one of the 10 greatest players we've ever seen hit the basketball court. And you're right about Steph, 21-27 yesterday, 27 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds, the energy, the emotion, knowing when to fill it. He had 6 assists in the first half, and he's just filling his way out because he's saying, well, I got help now. I got Kyle Anderson. I've got Buddy. GP2's pressing full court. We're sending double teams at half court. We got Lou Dog with 34 total offensive rebounds, 6 last night. He's in the top 5 in offensive rebounds per game. He leads the league in total offensive rebounds. Where's Slep Rock at? Because he came up with the greatest nickname that I dropped yesterday in the postgame show. Mr. Windex. Because all he does is clean up damn glass. And you know what? All these guys know about last year. It wasn't just Clay. It wasn't just CP3. Loondog took a step back. GP2 wasn't healthy. We know what Andrew Wiggins was going through. He had setbacks. Uh-huh. Kuminga was trying to find his way. Draymond missed 27 games. These guys committed themselves to this basketball team in the offseason, and you could see the work. You could see the work from Looney. He shed 35 to 40 pounds. He looks phenomenal.
He looks phenomenal.
GP2's healthy, and you see the juice in his legs. You see the explosiveness, the timely doubles and traps. The Warriors didn't do this before. Now you're bringing Jerry Stackhouse, a very smart smart move by Mike Dunleavy and Steve Kerr to say, you know what, let's add some experience to the bench. You bring in Terry Stotts. You bring in Jerry Stackhouse. You bring in Buddy Buckets. You don't even have DeAnthony Melton right now. Slow-mo's shooting heat-check threes from the wing.
Oh,
it was
the
KD.
The form I've ever seen, but it goes in.
Was that Kevin Durant over LeBron James, or was it Kyle Anderson over Sam Hauser? But he pulls up from three to hit three straight threes. I'm thinking to myself,
I couldn't believe
maybe this team missed something. Maybe there is something in the air. Maybe something special is happening. But they committed themselves to this damn organization and this team and these group of girl men are growing right in front of our eyes, and I'm starting to feel it. I'm saying to myself, I gotta calm down. Somebody's gotta calm down around here and just pump the brakes and just take it game by game. I'm telling you, enjoy the journey. Do not think playoffs. Do not think Western Conference Finals. Let's take this thing game by game and just really enjoy the ride. You got Cleveland on Friday, and I'm already fired up for that game. But to go into Boston yesterday and come out the gate to be ice cold, Shasky, 14-3.
Frozen. And then Buddy Hield and GP2 checked in, and it felt like it flipped the game.
Oh my gosh. Every game, Buddy Buckets and Gary Payton II have flipped the tenor of the game.
He came off a screen and hit a little fingertip three, and I go, this freaking guy has been unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like, honest to God, name an athlete who came out of nowhere, who was kind of a journeyman. Like I'm trying to be as respectful as possible. Like, journeyman. How many? 4 locations?
Yeah. New Orleans, Sacramento, Indiana, Philadelphia. This is his 15th.
Is he the comeback player of the year?
I
know we're 2 weeks in.
So far, listen, in all these rankings of player ratings right now when it comes to PER and all that stuff, and he's a top 10 player right now in the league.
He had a layup with the left hand on the transition late in the game. And then don't sleep on Andrew Wiggins. He hit the elbow jumper to take the lead, and it just shut up. All the Dave Portnoy's, all the Sully Sullivans from Sully County, all these idiots from Boston. Nothing is better than shutting that crowd up.
You know what? The Buddy Hield phenomenon.
It's unreal.
They traded for him, and I'm thinking to myself, we couldn't get off the bench in Philadelphia. What the hell do we know? And Fitz dropping a little nuggy nug that Chris DeMarco and Ron Adams was around him with Team Bahamas, and he's there. And I watched him in those interviews with Team Bahamas, and the way he was speaking, I was like, huh, interesting. And then he gets the trade to the Golden State Warriors, and he starts talking about, yeah, I can't wait to play with Steph, that system, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying, okay, cool. He'll play about 15 minutes a game, and he may get 10 to 12 points a game. And, you know, all right, fine. He'll be a nice role player. What he's doing and the way he's doing it,
he's moving his legs on defense. I mean, he got caught up in the air with Jason Tatum one time. That's fine. It's going to happen. But he's rebounded the ball. Chesky, he's rebounded the ball. He grabbed 6 rebounds yesterday. I'm blown away by what I'm seeing from Buddy Hield. I am blown away. And he's all the way bought in. But then you get GP2 and Looney. And Buddy Hield has said, man, Looney's the ultimate teammate.
You know how, like, in the cartoon, you'll have, like, the two animals will, like, see each other and they lock eyes and the eyes turn into love at first sight?
Right.
That's what Warrior fans are with Buddy Hield right now.
It's unbelievable.
He has been perfect. The way Chef was high-fiving them after that
dance.
Was like, oh, my God.
What is going on here?
I felt like Adrian Peterson. When I seen him hit that shot, I said, oh, my God.
Dude, and he has to bat. What I love, though, it's the little things, and I can't wait to ask him about this. Whenever he's on the bench and he's got the warm-up on, he has a basketball in his hands. He has a basketball in his hands. And it's almost like there's always those guys that got to have the ball in his hands. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy's interesting. I got to get to know this guy. And he's smiling around everywhere. But listen to what he said about the statement game. Because you know what? It was a statement game to put the NBA back on notice. The NBA knows now, uh-oh. The Golden State Warriors might be back. We better start bringing our lunch pails to them. Here's what Buddy Hield said about the statement.
Well, what do you think? I mean, it's just a statement. If you don't win this game, everybody's like, oh, they didn't play nobody. You know, so you got to come make a statement, right? And on the road, so, that's how the basketball world talks. You know, they say we haven't played nobody yet, so we battle tested and got to see if it's real.
The best version of the Warriors is the chip on the shoulder, hungry, I'm out to shove it into everyone's face, Warriors.
This is, it's to doubt this team, it's Steph, and Draymond, and Steve, and that's, everybody's getting credit today. Because Steve Kerr's pulling all the right strings. Dunleavy's making all the right moves. Everybody's bought in. Kuminga shifting to the bench and bringing energy and defending Tatum. And Eric calls some weak fouls, but I don't care. Kuminga's playing well.
I thought Wiggins did a great job.
Wiggins' activity and his energy, and you know, he would have had 21. Willie brought it up in the postgame. He goes, look, if he doesn't smoke the layup, and remember he hit the shot, but they said he stepped out of bounds. That's 21 right there. Wiggins, if you look beyond the box score, had an excellent game. Excellent game. So I just love where this team is at right now. 888-957-9570. I need to hear from Dub Nation. It can't just be us right now. It can't just be us that are having this feeling right now after what we saw at TD Garden, a place they got beat by 52 points last March 3rd. They got beat by 52 by that team.
Bonte, you are being watching every second of this team with a fine-tooth comb. Since you've been doing that, and before, even going back.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about really, really diving deep.
Yeah.
When was the last time they won a game like this? Because this was like a prize fight.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
Boston, big shot across the jaw. Look, Warriors, big shot across Boston's jaw. Back and forth. The third quarter, I'm thinking, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Fourth quarter, back and forth and back and forth. It was exactly how we talked about it yesterday.
Right.
I don't want one team to take the lead and then, you know, come back late and win late. No. It was, let's trade blows. Let's trade blows!
You know, they had some wins last year. I don't want to just say everything is
doom and gloom.
They had the Phoenix win the night before the Super Bowl where Steph Curry hit the big shot. That was a body blow game. They came back against the Celtics last year at Chase Center when they were 12-14. They had a big win over Milwaukee, but they're far and in between. But here's the deal. The expectations for this team compared to the last two teams were not as high. We had no idea what this team was going to look like. There was optimism, and it was freshness. But I remember in the show meeting, I'm not going to say who. It wasn't you. But in the show meeting, I remember somebody said, well, I'm not really that excited. Are they really that much better than last year? There was a lot of people like that said, we just don't know. So the expectations and the bar was so low for this team, Shasky. And so far, they're exceeding the expectation that everybody had. Now, we were happy that, hey, we're going to see something fresh. They didn't get the loyalty contracts out. They tried to turn the page, and we had to say goodbye to an absolute legend. That happened, and we'll see him on Tuesday night when the Dallas Mavericks come to town. But now that you got Buddy who's bought in, they go to Hawaii and training camp. Whatever happened to Hawaii, they need to go to Hawaii every year for training camp, for crying out loud. They're doing yoga together, and we're all laughing, but you know what? Something out there in Hawaii, they bought in, and they committed to their roles. And that's the one thing, Shasky. That's the one thing that I'm going to keep harping on here with the Warriors. Because I do think yesterday was a feather in the cap type win, but I want to get greedy. I want Friday and I want Sunday. I want to beat OKC. I want to beat Cleveland. And there's no doubt about that. To really take this league by storm. But the way Steve Kerr has defined everybody's roles in the first 2 weeks of the season, that was something we didn't have last year.
This is a top five offense and defense right now.
Yep.
That's the recipe for winning in the modern NBA. Quick,
on the roles, though, because last year we always talked about whether so-and-so's going to the bench, or this guy's starting, or this guy's not happy. Or this. These guys had defined roles, and they have them before the season started. And I think that helps. I think that does wonders for a basketball team when you know what you need to do when you get out there on the floor.
Well, there's no doubt about it, but also you're playing the hot hands. Right. And like you're kind of going with form. And so to me, it's like a double edged like they're doubling down on everything. Like, hey, the rotations are going to be based off who's playing well and who gives us our best opportunity. Look, I've been wanting to make trades and get rid of this guy and get rid of that guy. And I mean, depth on any given night, it's a different sword that's stabbing the opponent.
I haven't heard Giannis's name this entire week. I haven't heard it.
Well, I mean, you keep playing like you did the other night. I mean, Curry looks galvanized.
Curry looks phenomenal.
I mean, the shots that these guys were getting against a great defense in Boston, right? I know they're missing their best defensive player or second best, depending on how you view Drew. And then I don't know if you noticed it. There were multiple occasions where Boston, because Dre has actually hit some threes this year, they closed out on him. He went right by through the alley to TJD.
Unbelievable. Wait, how about Dre?
Where are you?
Yo, they're 888-957-9570. How about Draymond hitting the big free throw to seal the deal? Draymond Green, 5-6 for the free throw line last night. Hey. The Warriors overall as a team in the fourth quarter. They've been missing their free throws. They missed a ton the other night in Washington, D.C. They missed 18 against Houston Saturday night. 12-13 in the fourth quarter last night in Boston from the free throw line. So they knocked their free throws down. Steph was 7-7. Dray 5-6. I love where this team is at. 888-957-9570. Come on, Warrior fans. I know we got a Niners game on Sunday. They got a huge game. But this Warriors team, this organization, they may just be back. And think about what they're not doing. We haven't heard from Joe Lacob in a while. We haven't heard from Mike Dunleavy in a while. They're laying in the cut, watching this thing brew. It percolates, Jasky. I can see it in your eyes. I can see it. You're ready to roll.
I couldn't sleep last night. I was so happy.
I was too hyped up.
I was so hyphy. I called Mark Grandy on the postgame show.
Oh, my God. No, you didn't. When did you call him?
Swear to God.
Because I was listening to Grandy. I didn't hear you. Oh, my God. I must have just parked the car.
You must have. I was on fire.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. This guy's hijacked Grandy's show.
Well, Grandy, I could feel that he needed a little help.
He didn't need no help.
You know, fire needs a little oxygen.
Listen, I was listening to Grandy, and I was like, okay, he's got it. Because every day I get in the car, and I hear either Grandy, Evan Giddings, and the other night, Lubman. And I look at my phone. I said, maybe I should just da-da-da. And I was like, no, I'm going to let them boys cook. Yeah. They're rolling.
Yeah, see, I don't have that kind of discipline.
You don't. You don't have that much patience. Oh, man.
I need you to get me my music. Hey. I need Vince McMahon.
No chance in hell. I need that coming back. I don't think we want to bring up that name.
Because I am walking in. No chance. That's what I'm going to say to Boston every time. They don't want to see us in the finals.
You don't need Vince McMahon. You brought up Vince. You brought up OJ. Let's chill.
Don't talk about that.
Let's chill. I want to have a job by 10 o'clock this morning. All right, more coming up. 888-957-9570 is the number. Dub Nation. What's the most impressive aspect of this team so far? What is it? Turnovers? Is it steals? Is it traps? Is it defense? Is it offense? Is it bunny buckets? I want to hear from Dub Nation. 888-957-9570. That's coming up. Brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
No chance. That's what you got.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Monte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. You better hit those brakes, Monte.
I don't know about today, Steve. I need every second I can get it. How about three guys sitting courtside? You see the guys, three guys sitting courtside with the USA Tatum shirts to try to troll the Warriors and Steve Kerr.
One of them tried to stand up.
One of them stood up with Curry. Then Curry hits a three and he starts barking at him. And I was like, oh, they did poke the bear. They did poke the Bears. Curry scores 21 of his 27 in the second half. By the way, shout out to our great friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast today, you better bring it. You better bring it. Because if you don't, you know what will happen. You'll get flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Hey, Shask, I want to hear from Dub Nation.
I am floating today.
I'm feeling really good.
Shutting the Boston crowd up.
Yeah, but it ain't just that. Ugh. It's not just that. It's not just Boston.
God, I hate
you
Boston.
You know, I'm in the mindset that it's not about them.
No, I know.
It's about what we're doing. You know, it's like the 49er mindset, right? It's not about how they're playing. It's about how we're playing. We control this thing. And you know what? The Warriors right now are controlling the way they play, and they're controlling the game. They controlled the game yesterday for the most part. And the biggest thing we didn't touch on in the first segment before we get to the lines, the way they dealt with adversity last night. Oh. That game was getting away from them. 95-88, and they go on a 16-3 run to take that game back over. To deal with the adversity in that building against the Chaps when they're starting to roll and the crowd's on top of them, that's another check mark in the young season here. Can you deal with fourth quarter adversity? And so far, twice on this road trip, they've done that, Shasky.
I mean, they fall down 92-86 after the Kata little like pick twice, and then he rolls and gets the wide open dunk. Looney gets a putback. Derek White hits a huge three, and you're like, ugh, it's 95-88. And from that point on, Wiggins layup, Curry fouled on a three, Holiday fakes Dre for a layup, and then you just trade scores back and forth for a while. And I'm telling you, that's the way I wanted this game to go. I wanted the Warriors sitting in the middle of the ring like a prize fight, yep, just taking blows and delivering blows. And that's exactly what happened. And I'm telling you, watching Curry just shake and clap it up with Buddy Hield, I felt that in every ounce of my body.
I think every Warrior fan felt that. Everybody felt that. Let's go to the line. I want to hear from Dub Nation. Tony in San Francisco. Tony, what's happening?
What's up, Tony?
Woo, man, this is fun to watch, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. Awesome. You know, I'm just enjoying the moment. What we got here, it's an interesting juxtaposition to what's going on with the Niners, right? It's like they had a great offseason, the Warriors. Everyone's healthy. Everyone's gelling. And at the moment, this is what a strong team looks like. And it's really fun to watch. You know what's awesome is my mother and I, she's 80 years old, and she just loves the Warriors. She loves Steph Curry. She loves Steve Kerr. And we always text during the game, and it's so special when the team's doing so great. Getting these texts from my 80-year-old mother saying, wow, Buddy Hield, he's such a gentleman. Did you hear what he said post-game conference? What a gentleman. I really like that young man. She's so cool. I'm having a great time with this team, man. What a great distraction from whatever everything else that's going on in the world, right?
Absolutely. Totally agree. Absolutely. Let's go to Sabrina in the city. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
What's going on, Sabrina? You tell me.
The coffee tastes great this morning.
I mean, I'm excited. But I think it's like what you guys said. I think it started a long time ago. Like everybody keeps saying, oh, it's a young season. But these guys were able to build chemistry in Hawaii. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of coaches start saying, I got to do my training in Hawaii and bringing my guys out there. I mean, if you guys been to Hawaii, you know how refreshing it is. You know how you could just kind of take yourself out from the world, what stuff that Wiggins was going through. They probably was building stuff with him, let him know that they care for you. But then it just carried on into the regular season.
There's no doubt. I think this Hawaii trip, that's a great point, Sabrina. And here's Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield, I just can't believe what the hell is going on with this guy. I'm blown away.
Well, I'm not. The leader of the Buddy bandwagon, driving it all the way across America.
Shasky, you believe that he was going to have this impact on this team?
After a couple games, I did.
All right. That's fair.
Well, look.
No, seriously.
I slept on the Buddy Hield thing. But it wasn't
sleeping on him.
Once I watched him, I was like, dude, this team loves him.
No, they do love him.
They do love him.
I couldn't get him. And I just keep asking the question. Indiana played at the fastest pace in the league. They couldn't use Buddy Hield. They traded him.
Yeah, but...
And then I'm thinking about Philadelphia in the playoffs. I'm saying they needed a shooter. They didn't play him. What was going on there? They may be looking at themselves saying, damn, hit the Warriors and their system and everything in the fit.
This is the thing I would say about Buddy. Like... His legs look so fresh.
They do.
The way he's moving off ball, like he's always finding the open spots. And if you move without the ball will find you in this system. It's pretty simple.
It is simple.
And also, I underrated how quickly his release is.
Yeah, he's got one of the quickest.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was listening to Tim Legler. Tim Legler was on SportsCenter. They were breaking the game down. And Tim Legler says, look, man, he basically said what I just said. I can't believe what's going on out there with Buddy Hield, and I'm sure everybody's kicking themselves thinking, how did we miss on this guy? But Tim Legler was like, he's always had one of the quickest releases from the three-point line. So you get him in this system next to Stephen Curry in this role, and now you got something cooking. And this is what I thought we were going to see coming out of Oklahoma. I really did, because I love Buddy Buckets in Oklahoma. And then he went to the Kings, and I'm just like, oh, he dogged it. And I was in a lot of those locker rooms where his attitude, and I get it. When you're a losing culture, you're going to sulk. He's now in basketball heaven. He feels like he's in basketball heaven. Just listen to Buddy after the game.
You know, we just stick together, play unselfish, trust Steph Curry. Draymond being defensive anchor, Gary coming in, subbing in and out, making stops, making stops. Wiggs coming up big. Kyle coming up big. Moses finishing the second quarter for us and like coming strong. Like, this is a collective big group. Lenny coming to the bench, playing good minutes, you know, and just lonely being lonely, you know, just everybody together, you know, and that's deep putting us in the right spots, you know, and trying to be effective.
I mean, let's listen to that guy. And it's 650 Comcast Business Text Line. He said preseason in Hawaii. He's calling it the Aloha Algorithm.
Ooh, I like that.
The Aloha Algorithm.
Well, I've got a little Aloha Algorithm in February. But, Bonte, he's making $9 million this year. He makes $9 million next year.
Yeah, I know.
And then he makes $9.5 million the year
after
that.
Is there an option on that
last
year?
And then a player option in 2027, 2028. This might be one of the best bargains in the sport now.
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
$9 million, $9.5 million. And then a player option.
You got to give Mike Dunleavy credit.
What a steal.
The plan A, plan B. And I'm watching Paul George yesterday with the Sixers. And I know he just came back, the second game back. And there's no Joel Embiid. I'm so damn happy they didn't go get Paul George. I'm so damn happy that didn't happen. Let's go to...
the guy was made to be a warrior. But
he may have been. Let's go to Jose in Alameda. Jose, what's up, happening?
Yo, what's going on, Bonte Hill? What's going on, Shasky?
What's up, Jose?
Man, the Warriors looked impressive last night, man. We looking back how we used to look. I do feel like Draymond did a couple silly mistakes, but other than that, we looking good. Looney's looking perfect. Man, the chef is the chef. And, man, I think we're going to make a run. What you guys think?
I'm We're 8 games in. They're 7-1. I'm just enjoying the ride.
Bonte, it's late fourth quarter, under 2 minutes to go. And Draymond takes a corner three.
And he airballs.
Yeah. But Looney puts it back.
But it was a pass. I gave him the assist on that
one. It was not a pass. But here's what I would say. I want him shooting that shot because
that's
a shot generated that must be taken. I live by the Don Nelson theory. A shot that's generated that gets a wide open look must be taken.
Right.
Otherwise, you will settle for a worse shot.
Well, you bring up Don Nelson because of Draymond didn't take that shot, and Don Nelson was coaching. He would have yanked his ass. Don Nelson would have said, "Come sit next to me on the bench. You got to shoot that shot."
Early in the game, he missed everything. Then he took like a mid-range fadeaway and airballed that.
Right.
And I said, "You know what? It's okay." I even said in the thread,
"Just
what
being
I said,
aggressive. Just be aggressive.
Shooting.
Be aggressive.
I'm not saying shoot 28 times a game, but just like 8, 9, 10 times. It's not the worst.
Be aggressive. There's a lot to like right now. We're gonna get to all. We got 2 minutes. I'm gonna squeeze another call here.
Lou Dog.
We'll get the Lou Dog in a second. Jason and Cocker. Jason, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for calling my call. Hey, the Warriors looks really good right now, but the question here, how we measure with the big boys? Yeah, we had a big boy yesterday. We beat him at their own place, but I'm talking about later. Is the Warriors going to – are they looking into signing a big name, or are they satisfied with what they see, and is this sustainable to win in the playoff games and the playoff series?
Well, so far, so good, and we're only in November. We're only in November, so we're a long way away from the playoffs. There's a lot that can happen. Let's just see what happens during the first 20 games and enjoy the ride. We all want to still, there's a lot of question marks. Is it sustainable? Can it continue to play 11, 12 guys? Will guys still be happy in their roles if they face a little turbulence? Right now, I'm feeling good.
Well, you know what the beauty is? You just beat the defending champs. You get the Cavaliers.
Who are undefeated.
And you get the Oklahoma City
Thunder. Just lost for the first time last night.
So You're looking at teams that I believe are 23-3, or what is it?
They were 22-1 entering last night.
And now they're 22-3?
23-3. Whatever.
These are the three best teams in the league right now.
And 415 Comcast's business text line, can Coach Kurt get some props? Well, I gave him props in the first segment, and I'll continue to give him props. We need to put some respect on Steve Kerr's name.
I know.
He's pulling all the right strings. All the right. And may I say, he may be the coach of the year this year if they continue to keep this up.
Well, not only should we put some respect on his name, we should also put some respect on Law Murray's name for power ranking the Golden State Warriors 4 in the contender top tier list.
Oh, my God. We'll talk to Law Murray at 8:30, believe it or not. We'll talk to Law. Oh, Bruce Kreefraser, 9:30. Bruce Kreefraser will join us at 9:30 as well as we talk a little Dubs here on the Morning Roast. That's all coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph, we'll see you in Cleveland tomorrow night, and we're happy. We're ecstatic as the Warriors beat the Celtics on their home floor at TD Garden, 118-112. Steph Curry with 27 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds, 21 of his 27 coming in the second half in money time. Andrew Wiggins with 16, Buddy Buckets with 16-6, and how about Loon Dog? We haven't even discussed Loon Dog yet. How about Buddy Hill talking about Kevon Looney, huh? Loon Dog with some big offensive rebounds down the stretch.
He's just so unselfish. You know, it's hard to find people that, especially, you know, like bigs want to score. They want to, like, put the ball in the basket. You know, he doesn't fight, argue for guards take his rebounds. He's just the ultimate teammate, man. And, you know, just love being a part of it, love playing with him. He sets screens, he rolls. He's just that guy you need, and he's always on time.
Hey, even Steph spoke about Loon Dog's night.
Very reminiscent of every big moment that he's been a part of to help us win at the highest level. And that whole 22 playoff run, you know, there's been times in the last 2 years where he's made huge contributions, and I'm so happy for him that he's getting rewarded with the work that he put in the offseason to get his body right, and he's moving well. He's able to still be physical, and he's just super smart. We know he knows where to be at all times and how to play position basketball, so it's been great.
Selfless basketball, unselfishness, 6 offensive rebounds yesterday, 34 total offensive rebounds on the young season. He's averaging over 4 offensive rebounds per game, and he's doing it in limited action. You know, last night he just played 16 minutes, Shasky, but he's in that closing lineup when it's winning time. And that lineup out there in winning time, Looney, Draymond, Wiggins, Curry, and Buddy Hield. That may be the final five moving forward because Buddy spaces the floor with his shooting. We know what Steph does. Draymond's IQ defensively and offensively. Wiggins as a top lockdown defender on the perimeter. And Lou Dog knowing that, hey, TJD, this is how you play. And TJD's playing fine. I don't want to dismiss TJD at all. TJD's having a hell of a start to the season. But to go to old man Loon Dog, Mr. Windex. you know me, I'm a big Looney guy, man. And to see him lose that weight in the offseason, to take his offseason seriously, I'm really feeling where Looney's at right now. Why is the way I hear typing? Spinotti may want to pop me down. I thought that was you typing, Shasky. I was like, what the hell are you typing over there? That's London typing back there.
I heard him hammering away at 5 in the morning. I come in, I'm like, how are you doing? I'm like, geez Louise.
We're going to need a new keyboard, man.
I'm thrilled this morning. Putting in that work, baby. That's what I do.
What work are you putting in right now?
A lot of producer stuff. It's very technical.
Like what?
Are you changing colors on YouTube?
No, the color's going to be blue today.
All right.
Maybe teal for a second, we'll see.
The other day, Lawman on our show called, we're talking Warriors and Celtics, and we're discussing the topic.
Oh, this is hilarious.
And he threw in, if we want to, Giants Camilo Duvall. I said, Seb, I don't give a damn about the Giants right now, and I'm not bringing up Camilo Duvall.
I mean, that's not exactly how I said it, but, the facts get in the way.
How did you say it? How did you think you said it?
I said, oh, and by the way, I guess the Giants are getting offers for Camilo.
And what did I say? I know what
I said.
You say
you don't care after that.
I don't give a damn about Giants baseball
right
now.
Yeah, that part you got right.
I got the Warriors and the
Niners.
You
got the part that I said wrong.
Yeah, I don't care about Camilo Duvall. We're not going to waste time on Camilo Duvall.
Hey, Spadoni, you ever watch The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a scene where Homer says he has a memory like an elephant, and he remembers everything, and he's like remembering back in a moment. He's got these huge biceps. He's got a full head of hair, and the phone rings. He's like, "Hello, Mr. President." And he's like, "I remember everything exactly the way it happened." That's Sam and Bonte right now.
I'm saying, man. Carmelo Duval. We don't give a damn.
What are you saying?
We don't give a damn about Giants baseball.
I'm closer to saying... and closer to saying that maybe, just maybe, I don't know, Spadoni, take it away.
I think I know what he's saying. I think he's saying that Bonte's going to get some playoff checks.
That's what we're saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team can make a deep run to the playoffs.
Absolutely. I told you, don't let us beat Boston.
No, you said 20 games. I'm holding you to that. I'm holding you to
I'm
that.
Not sugar. I said 10.
No,
but that
say
Boston
10.
Win felt like 5.
Let's go to Oscar in Stockton. Oscar, then we'll get to Dave, Miguel, Alfonso. Everybody's going to get on here today.
By the way, I'm retiring from predictions after winning.
Yeah. Did you hear Malia in the pregame?
Go out on top.
He said the Warriors going to win in the blowout?
Yeah, I know. And I said to the boys in back, I go, Shasky can be as confident as he wants. Bonte scoffs at it. The second Mully says anything, it's like the word of God.
No,
like,
no.
Two tablets.
Like, no.
Bonte's coming down like he's Moses.
No,
the Ten Commandments from Chris Mullin. One's
like,
a Hall of Famer.
Mully
has blessed us with a guarantee that the Warriors will win.
I was like, whoa.
I'm the village idiot.
Whoa. They were on their way to a blowout. Yeah, because sometimes you just say things. Because I turned to Taylor and just go, well, I'm a little worried about this. And I was like, uh-oh, here we go. But talk that talk today, Shasky. Talk that talk.
Go win.
Oscars, Stockton,
it's not
what's
about
up?
Being right or wrong. But in this case, I was right.
I'm just listening to the comedy show this morning, man. Y'all got me hyped. You know, hey.
Don't you hate Boston? Don't you hate Boston?
Hey, man, you know I hate Boston. I'm from the town, man. You all day, every day. My whole thing is that the national media, everybody want to criticize Steve Kerr. Like somebody said earlier, Jason Tatum has always been a one-on-one player, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't fit a scheme like that. I've been watching him since high school. He's always been like that. My whole thing, but we talking about the Warriors. I don't care who they had. So what, they were missing two players. We was too. But the national media, the way how they talked about the Warriors, Perkins and everybody, now they're switching tools because one thing I told you guys about last week, our young players is just as better than anybody else's young players. Mm-hmm. And Steve Kerr is a hell of a coach, and we got a hell of an organization. Not only that, Steph Curry. Everybody talking about, oh, yeah, the Summer Olympics has improved everybody's game. So what makes you think Steph Curry didn't come back in the same mind like, yeah, the world knows I'm the man. Everybody knows that. We've been watching Steph do them shots for many a years. So guarantee you, Steph came back with real confidence that with me on the court, and new players that we got, like Buddy Hield, because I live in Stockton. I've been watching Buddy play for years.
What was the rap on him? What was the rap on him? Because we watched a few Sacramento games. I covered a few Sacramento games. I was just like, maybe it's the culture. Is it Buddy? Is it the culture? But then two other teams gave up on Buddy.
No. Why? You know why? I just said, we got the best coach. They don't know how to use him. That's the whole thing about it. Buddy been the same player. And I'm like, Buster King's game, why are you taking him out? He's your best shooter. That's why he was meant to be a Warrior. You guys got to have a good coach, man, to give you the confidence to go out there and play your game. That's why he said this is the first time he feel free since Oklahoma.
I know, it's crazy.
He's playing with Steph Curry, man. Hey, man, go Warriors, man. I'm telling you, man. And we're going to beat Cleveland and Oklahoma City. We the champions. Ain't nobody won four championships in 10 years. We ain't scared of nobody, man. And good luck to Clay. That's my boy, but good luck to Clay. I'm a Warrior to the heart, always, man.
Boy.
Go Warriors.
80's next four games. Cleveland, OKC, Dallas, and Klay Thompson, and then the Memphis Grizzlies. John Morant and company are talking that talk. They're talking that talk to the LA Lakers. They blew them out by 17 yesterday. These next four games, man, I keep looking at the schedule. I'm like, wow, another big game. Wow, this is juicy. Another measuring stick. And these Warriors, they're starting to believe. And two things here, Shasky. We're going to get back to the lines in just a second. Defensively, they're so much better at the point of attack. Even the blow-bys, if they are getting blow-by, the recovery as a team defender from all these guys, from the weak side help, the strong side help, They are so locked in defensively. The traps that they're throwing at half court. That's got to be Jerry Stackhouse. I can't wait to ask you about that. Who is dialing up these traps, these doubles at half court, and coming up with steals and loose balls? But then another thing, the discipline. The Warriors, for all these years, used to turn the ball over, Spadoni and Shasky, all the time. Turnover, 16 turnovers a game, 17 turnovers a game. Didn't matter because they had so much firepower. Well, they're being more disciplined. And Steve Kerr mentioned it last night.